This is Rhema for Today.
That sort of reminds you about these disciples after Jesus had breathed on them, said, "Receive the Holy Ghost." As we said, the Word of God tells us that they returned with joy. This is before the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Pentecostal experience. They returned with joy unto Jerusalem and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Hallelujah. Worshiping Him.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now then notice this. You have your Bibles open there to John 20:22. When he had thus said, he breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Now notice. Notice the next verse. "Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." I want you to notice that he said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost," in connection with the remission of sins. Did you notice that? How he hooks them together? Now again, you see, the scripture is oftentimes misconstrued and misinterpreted. Does man have the power, the authority to forgive sins? No. The Bible in another place said, "Who can forgive sins but God only?" But you see, now that Jesus has obtained eternal redemption, and the Holy Ghost can come into man and recreate his spirit, then we can go preach Jesus as Savior. And when someone accepts him and acknowledges him as Lord, we can say to them, "Your sins are remitted." We have the message. Did you hear me? The message of remission of sins. Not the authority as an individual to say, "I'm going to remit your sins and I'm not going to do yours." Are you listening to me? But no, thank God we have the message. And it belongs to the whole world. Let's take it to him. Hallelujah. Accept Jesus. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. Your sins are remitted. Praise God. And there is a work done on the inside of you, in your spirit and in your heart. Now then, in the book of Acts, as we said, we see then the Lord visiting these four religious groups. For us, the Orthodox Jews, of which of course the apostles were a part of, these that he breathed upon said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Then they could go to the others with the message that he is risen. Believe on him. Bless God, and the Holy Ghost will come into you and recreate your spirit. And after all, something did happen inside those folks, because up till this time they were bewildered. They were hiding behind closed doors. But you'll notice the scripture said after this experience of Jesus breathing on them and saying, "Receive the Holy Ghost," that if the scripture said they returned to Jerusalem with joy. Something happened with joy. And we're continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Hallelujah, the Lord. Something happened. Then they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, some folks said the church began on the day of Pentecost. No, the church began right here when Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Are you listening to me? On the day of Pentecost, then these Orthodox Jews were baptized. The same group that Jesus breathed on, said, "Receive the Holy Ghost," were there to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, weren't they? Same ones. Praise God. Then we see that he visited in Acts 8 another religious group. That is the Samaritan. Now the Samaritans were really half-breed Jews. You remember this woman there at the well of Samaria had said, and Jesus asked her for a drink of water. "Who are you, being a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink of water?" Jews wouldn't have anything to do with them. They considered them as dogs. Jesus then said, "If you knew who I was, you'd ask of me and I'd give you water so you'd never thirst." Hallelujah. "Well, give me this water so I won't have to come here and draw." Well, now you see, she could believe that Jesus is a prophet. She could believe that he's a Messiah and have a promissory note on salvation or the new birth when it became available. But you see, until Jesus died and rose again, the new birth did not become available to man. that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Is that what it said? Well, she couldn't believe that because he hadn't been raised from the dead yet. But she could have a promissory note on it, praise God. And because that these folks walked in what light they had, and they had some light from God, then you see the Lord visited them, hallelujah, and brought them into the experience of full salvation and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now then, let's read. Let's begin to read with the fifth verse of the eighth chapter of the Acts. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Now, you know, saying preach Christ unto them, you could put it this way. He went unto them and preached the remission of sins unto them. You could say it a number of different ways. He went unto them and preached the new birth unto them. You could say it a number of different ways. Because you see, it's through Christ that the new birth and the indwelling spirit. Because you see, when you're born again, his spirit bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. Preach Christ unto them. And they gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. Now notice that next verse, the eighth verse. And there was great joy in that city. That sort of reminds you about these disciples after Jesus had breathed on them, said, receive the Holy Ghost. As we said, the Word of God tells us that they returned with joy. This is before the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Pentecostal experience. They returned with joy unto Jerusalem and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Hallelujah. Worshiping him. There was great joy in that city. That sort of reminds me, you know, the Word of God talks to us about the Holy Spirit. And it talks to us about the Holy Ghost within. It talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Now, one of the fruits of the born again recreated human spirit is joy. Isn't it? We'll get to that later, but I just wanted to make mention of it right now. So there was great joy, because joy, you see, is a fruit of the Spirit. Now, let's notice the 12th verse. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Now then, let's go on reading. Let's notice the 14th verse. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen. Upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Now you see, so many people in the church world teach that if you're born again, you have the Holy Ghost. I was taught that, being Baptist, you know. And you see, one of the most, well, the most damage is done in the body of Christ by half-truths. You know, if you're just told an out-and-out lie, nobody'd accept that. But you see, it is true that if you're born again, you have the Spirit of God. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, that's the same Spirit. He's none of his. And his Spirit bears witness with our spirit. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. We're saved, isn't that right? Well, he'd have to be in your spirit to bear witness with your spirit. Are you listening to me? And so, you see, you have those that said, well, if you're born again, you have the Holy Ghost, and that's all there is, period. But no, the early church believed, the apostles in the early church believed, that there was an experience subsequent to salvation called a baptism with the Holy Ghost, also called receiving the Holy Ghost as it is here. Now let's examine this real carefully. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Now notice, and when that 12th verse, when they believe Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Well, now, I don't know about you, but here's one portion of scripture that helped me many, many years ago as a young Baptist bar preacher to see the dual working of the Holy Ghost in the new birth and baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because, you see, I had been taught, and I was already in the ministry, you see, was pastor, a country church. And I just thought, well, you know, these Pentecostal folks have gone a little overboard, a little excess, and I'll just put up with a little fanaticism, you know, to have a little fellowship around faith and healing. But I just ought to close my ears to some of the teaching about the Holy Ghost. But then this portion of scripture, I asked myself the question, were these people saved? Were they born again before Peter and John went down there and laid hands on them? Well, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, they were. Because remember, in the Great Commission, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Well, we just got through reading before the apostles ever went down there and laid hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. We just got through reading that they believed and were baptized.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Pastor Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. To find out more about this month's special offer, you can go to rhema.org. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer to write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries, our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin.
Well, we have a call to arms special from this week. And so we have two different products. The first one is Dad's newest book, just came out a few months ago, called Connect, Staying Connected So You Can Win. Dad talked a lot about winning and a lot of his things. So that's that book. And then I have a USB drive. There's 10 messages on the subject of faith. For a gift of $35 or more, you'll get both of those items. And you can go to rhema.org to find out about that. And pretty much anything you want to know about our ministry, you can go to rhema.org.
Oh, yeah, rhema.org.
And that's kind of the place to go.
Then yeah, also, you can watch on demand our Rhema Praise, this broadcast, church services, conferences, live streams there. We live stream everything. And you talk, you're involved in that more than I am.
We live stream everything except for the Call to Arms Men's Conference and the Ladies Conference. Those are both live events that you have to attend
because
to.
Because they're paid conferences.
Because they're paid conferences.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.